Welcome to Raw Radio.
And we are live.
And we're live.
And we are live.
Yes.
Just fair warning to everybody who's listening to this. Gary is extra talkative today. Like, he asked full two questions during the episode. I'm just saying. Silence.
Right. I'm not going to say a word.
I should mute you while you even talk me. So nobody can even
Most
hear
Most people
you.
Would like to have a mute Gary button. I know Margaret would.
All right, what are we talking about? This was interesting, just from a relationship perspective.
Yeah.
You know, I've known Adam for well over a decade. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't even know, 15 years or so. So very, very good friend of mine. When did you meet Adam personally?
I met him here. I think I mentioned on the episode. He did one of the anniversary parties here. And I met him then. I was slightly injured. I wasn't on the mat. And, you know,
nothing has changed since then.
Yeah, I'm always injured. Now I know I just got to go back on the mat. At that time, I was like, oh, I'm not supposed to be out here. You know, he made sure to talk to me. He made sure to, you know, at first he was like, grab your gear. And I was like, oh, I tore my meniscus. And he was like, oh, so? Don't let it. Yeah, no, he wasn't like that at all. He was like, oh, don't let it get you down, blah, blah, blah. You know, take your time, do this, do that. You know, 5 minutes later, we were talking about his bird. We were talking where he went to grammar school. We had mutual friends. I had a friend that I worked with that went to school with him. So right then that, you know, that day when I wasn't even really on the mats, we shared a lot, and, he's a great guy. He's a great friend to the Academy here. And I think that, his demeanor, he's one of those people that I found very early in jiu-jitsu where I was like, these guys are cool. Now, since then I found some guys that I was like, maybe it's not all it's cracked up to be, but no, he's one of those guys that where I still believe that is what this art needs more of, are people like him and the way he teaches and the way he presents himself and presents the art to other people.
What do you think makes him so unique?
I think how thoughtful he is about everything he does and says. My limited experience, I've taken another seminars from him. We've chatted briefly at events. But there's a thoughtfulness that he has about him and the way he talks to people and how he makes people feel, that sets him apart, I think, from a lot of other, people in jiu-jitsu, a lot of other athletes, a lot of other businessmen. And I think the way he presents it, leads you to understanding how jiu-jitsu benefits you other than just maybe getting you in shape or, you know, you're learning something new. He talks about these different components of the mental stimulation, the physical stimulation, and the emotional stimulation, which all leads to like a spiritual stimulation. And I think that is, those are the benefits that I found through jiu-jitsu. I'm never going to be a world-class athlete. I didn't start this till I was 47. And, but you can, there's all those millions of other benefits you can get from it and that's what he represents, I guess.
Well, so physical stimulation, that's kind of obvious.
Sure.
We right. get on the mat, there's a physical contact activity, someone is getting smashed while the other person is laughing, you know. Right. There's mental stimulation, which what does that mean to you? Is that the process of thinking and compiling things together, making decisions?
I think it's the process of learning, you know, in the very beginning, it's the process of learning the positions. But then you start figuring things out. And it's that mental stimulation of the why, of the how, and you start seeing how everything connects, you know, and Therefore, you're learning, right? It's mental stimulation. You're learning a ton when you do jiu-jitsu.
And then, so then we talked, you talked about, what was the next pillar?
I think he talks about the emotional stimulation.
So what's the emotional stimulation?
I think the camaraderie, the community, the sense of achievement that you can get, making your short-term goals, and then those building into long-term goals. Even the total opposite, right? This sucks, man. I got smashed again. and you're down, but if you continue, you'll have more of those happier moments, I think, than the down moments.
Yeah. And then there's factors of, losing, winning. There's a factor of succeeding, not succeeding, achieving milestones, being, you want 1 inch to the left, you get swept, 1 inch to the right, you get submitted, and so on, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of emotional feelings going through our minds as all of this is happening on and off the mat.
Sure.
Right? I mean, a lot of us take time to reflect on our training after training and so on. But it all leads us into the spiritual stimulation. And we're not talking about religious things here. What exactly are you leaning into?
Well, I think everything culminates into making you who you are and who you feel about yourself and what you think of the world around you. If you're not being stimulated in one of those, any one of those other ways, are you really fulfilling your life? Who you want to be, who you should be.
So is this me being more confident? Is this me growing as a person? Is this me?
I think there's definitely personal growth for sure. I don't know if this falls back into the emotional stimulation, but do these things make you a happier person? And therefore, how does it relate to the people around you? I mean, I think all of that to me is more spiritual than your belief system. Maybe, does that make sense? You know what I'm trying to say?
No.
Well, you touched on like religion a little bit. I think people often confuse, and I still have a hard time distinguishing between the two. I know religion is a core set of like beliefs, but your spirituality is the vibe you put out there, the way you carry yourself, and the effect that has on others. Mm-hmm. I think that it can be very, very impactful.
Mm-hmm.
You can change somebody's day, which can go on to change somebody else's, which can have a much larger impact on people, and could change things dramatically eventually.
Would that include attitude that you have?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I go home with bad attitude. What does a bad attitude lead to, right? Negativity. And if you have that negative attitude, how does that affect the people around you? How does that affect you, your training? How does that affect the role that you just had with somebody? How does it affect your kids? How does, your job? It all plays a part.
Well, let me do what I do best, play devil's advocate. So, but it's so much easier to be pissed off. It's so much easier to be angry.
Sure.
It's so much easier to be, pointing finger at somebody else, have a bad day and have pity and
how's that working out for you?
Well, I don't know because I've never.
Well, it's not, I'm not saying you in particular. I'm just saying,
well, that,
in
that
the grand
that's,
schemes of
that
things.
That's essentially what I want to challenge, right? Is like how do we? Everything you say is nice and unicorns and rainbows. I mean, it's beautiful, right? Mm-hmm. But it's so much easier to be pissed off.
It's
so much easier to have the rage.
It is.
It's so much easier to point a finger and scream and yell at somebody else.
It's so much easier for your kids to think you're a jerk. It's so much easier to get divorced. It's so much easier to get lazy. It's so much easier to become depressed, all that stuff that goes along with it. You'll never convince me that negativity breeds anything successful or any happiness or any, it just doesn't. It doesn't. I've been around long enough to know. And That might have sounded really arrogant, but what I'm trying to say is that I've never seen negative result or a positive out of a negative.
So negative attitude doesn't bring positive. That's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what you're saying. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So how do we get out of the negative attitude? How do we turn this around where our spiritual and mental approach to life, it is, you know, positive, right?
Baby steps. Take that first, you know, what's the cliche? What is it? You know all these. Begins with the first step. Every journey begins with the first step.
Journey of million miles begins with step one.
Exactly. Actually,
I don't think I butchered that one. Look at that.
We'll find out. let us know. Right? But so you take that first step, and what happens? Hopefully, something positive. And mm-hmm. And then you build on it, right? Or it's the foundation that you build, and you build something on top of it. It's not easy, right? It's always easy. I think it's, you know, we talked to Junie about this, how it was always easy, or it's easier to go back to those negative thoughts. It's always easy to go back to being lazy. It's always easy to go back to putting yourself down. And Junie was like, I'm not going to do that. That's not going to happen to me. You know, he had a clear line he wouldn't cross in his own head. I think you have to work. It takes work. Everything takes work.
What about people who are around you?
What do you mean? Like if they're negative?
Yeah.
You can do your part to hopefully influence them to change a little bit. But, you know, I think at some point you got to start working on yourself. You have to be the key focus, and it's not selfishness. Because I don't think you can do right by others if you're not taking care of yourself. So at some point, maybe you just got to disassociate with that person for a while, those people for a while, change your lifestyle, see how it works out for you, see if things get better. I don't know. That's why I hang around with you and Ray, positive people.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that we are cranking negative. Oh, boy. Right.
That's why you're always asking me where I'm at. Well, it's because you guys are so negative. I don't want to be around you. I'd be around positive people.
So how do we bridge this to jiu-jitsu?
Something Adam talked about was like when you're looking for a school, right, or if you're not happy where you're at, go take some classes, check out the vibe. You know, see if you feel like you fit. Does this work for me? Am I going to be happy here? And he said, sometimes, unfortunately, it takes a little while before you really know. But, you know, that's what you need to do. You need to surround yourself with positive people. You need to be on the mat with positive people. And that doesn't mean people that aren't going to challenge you or aren't going to be, you know, tough on you. I think it means that, you know, people that are going to push you, people that, you know, and when I say challenge, I mean that's a good thing. Somebody's going to make me work harder. Somebody's going to give me the incentive to work harder. Somebody's going to tell me I can do it when I'm, you know, sweating bullets and I don't want to do it anymore. Those are, you know, every time I've been on the mat where it's like, I want to quit. When you get those words of you can do it's 30 more seconds or it's one more minute, right? That's why I hate clock watchers. And I hate when I look up at the clock during a round two. It's like, it shouldn't matter. It should not matter if there's 2 minutes left or 30 seconds left. I need to work the same way all the way through until the bell rings. And then what Mike Bidwell said is like, when that bell rings, don't lay down on the ground and celebrate exhaustion.
Yeah.
Pick yourself up, get your drink. Wait for that 30 seconds to be over and that bell to ring. Find your partner and go again.
Well, in that aspect, it is such an interesting because since that conversation, I've been actually people watching, guilty. But I was trying to observe the behaviors. And you know what's interesting? It never occurred to me, but it's a domino effect. So you roll for whatever. You're round number five. You're exhausted. You can barely move at this point. The clock goes off. Round ends. And you lay down on the mat. That means you're going to lay there for 30 seconds. So that means, let's just say, half of the time off just passed by. So you're going to get up, but you're still going to get water. But you got the water. Now, the new round started. So that means you are behind the curve. So you're starting the next round later, cheating yourself off of the time that you should be working, right? And it's all the mental state of embracing shorter and easier
Yeah.
Work.
And do you even really know you're doing it? Well, that's the point, right?
That's what I'm trying to make. You're kind of getting into this vicious circle of cutting corners, you know, versus, okay, this was hard work. You know, I'm going to get up. I've got to get up to get water. If I don't need water, then, you know, I'm ready for the next round. But the attitude is very, very much so different. So I don't know if you guys noticed that with yourself, with somebody else, but I've been observing this by a week or so, and I'm finding some interesting discoveries.
Yeah, it's funny. We had this drilling class, and it's a drill flow class, and when the drilling aspect of it was over, my hips were destroyed. I was really feeling it, and somebody rolled over and was like celebrating that exhaustion. And it's funny. It's comical. I think it's a release. It's relief. Mm-hmm. But I was like, no, get up. Come on. Let's get up. You know, cause we're going to go again. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to start flow rolling. Right. And, that's the emotional part of it. I think that's a very big emotional part. I walked out of here, after open mat a couple weeks ago, and I was like, that was awesome. It wasn't awesome because I did anything special. It wasn't awesome because I tapped out all these people or you know, had great success on the mat. It was awesome that I showed up and I went every round. I didn't take a round off. And, you know, that water break needed to be quicker so that I was ready when that bell rang and stuff. And I think that those are those emotional things that happen on the mat that you carry out with you that change who you are as a person. And, you know, call it whatever you want, but some people call it, you know, spirituality.
I'm with you.
Cool.
I'm with you.
See?
So, physical, mental, spiritual.
Emotional.
And emotional. All of them are impacted by jiu-jitsu.
Sure.
Stick with it. Don't give up. Celebrate and embrace the hard work.
Yeah, get up when that bell rings. Get up and smile and slap hands instead of rolling over and sitting in the corner. All that stuff that I used to do.
Off to the next one.
See ya.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Raw Radio. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a review and help us make the show even more amazing. For future episodes, check out our website and follow us on all major podcast platforms. Take care.